So Jim Guccione, then, he ran me through a series of, he put me in a situation where I could be abused. He wanted me to have the emotion that he would have had telling you that this guy, okay, has a lot of military force. As far as I know, it's all legally obtained. Okay, and he doesn't want to make a mistake. So let's say he's a bounty hunter. He hasn't hardly done any work in the 15 years he's been offering the service to the government, hardly any at all. But he has the potential to do the work. The reason why he's not doing it, he wants to make sure he don't make any bad decisions. So because you still haven't resolved anything with me here, by making me a famous artist with a lot of money, he ain't doing nothing for nobody. And that guy, Serio, the murderer, he's a chain murderer. He runs free in Manhattan. He runs free in Albany, Schenectady, Troy. And he's been known to strike. Yeah, he leads the... Okay, those guys... Here's what I think it is. The quadruple homicide, very, very serious murder here in Troy, was guided by him. This guy, Serio, okay, who's been known to cut up bodies on camera and stuff, okay? He's a very, very horrible person that hides away in the underground, and his videos come up, and Jimmy doesn't investigate his videos, but he gets a picture of the guy, and he gets him on record, and he puts it out to everybody who has potential to hunt him down. Nobody will. They're too scared of him. Jimmy's not. He's not, though. But the thing is, he won't do anything about it because you haven't resolved it with me. So until you start taking care of me, then there's the matter of the profit. This is even worse. This guy has access, you know, he claims that he's not a false prophet because false prophets don't believe in God. He's a born-again Christian, as far as I know, and he's been known to predict things, okay? He told you the flood was coming. He told you COVID was coming. He told you there was going to be a war with the police. Okay, he said all that before it happened. I represent him, too. So when you people mistreat me, you're mistreating that prophet. That's how Jimmy, or triad, okay? So if you want some results from what we're doing, all right, if you don't want a flood, that's between the people and God, though. The intermediate's the prophet here, okay? I represent the prophet, so you got to come to me as if I was. And 9 times out of 10, when you come to me, all you do is mock me and make fun of me. Because the police presented me as a stupid, idiot, pedophile, homosexual. That's what they did to me. Putting pressure. Crooked cops were doing it with bribes and everything else on professionals to block my website, to put me here, unfortunately, with low-income people who aren't very intelligent, to make me look like one of them, and so on and so forth, okay? Now, I'm not saying I get along with everybody here, and I don't consider myself at a better level than they are, but he does, though. Jimmy does. I don't. I consider myself to be at the level of these people as far as a friendship and kindness and love, although our cognitive abilities are much different, okay? Much different. So, they don't have talent like I do. But that doesn't mean I think I'm better than anybody, because I do not think that. So it gives me an reputation of being, you know, like that. That's why you want to take a picture of me, unfortunately, with everybody else, and I didn't want to be in it, but you wanted me to be in it to make people understand that I'm as, you know, like, well, maybe not, though. See? You're contributing to it, right? But that's right. I could have said no. I didn't want to be in the picture. But I agreed, right? See where that goes. So I wonder what's going to happen to the picture of the cat, what we're going to do with it, because I got it on my thing. I got a scan of it. It's going up on Facebook right now to make sure it just doesn't disappear. All right.